brave Korean learners! My name is Ari Lee. I'm your host of The Legit Korean, where I practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. I have an important notice for you. The Legit Korean is taking a break for a week, so the next episode will be on December 4th. It's because next week is Thanksgiving and Black Friday week, and also I have a lot of things to do. For example, I have long seen many English or Japanese written pretty t-shirts or hoodies, but I almost never saw Korean written ones, and I found it a little sad. I wanted to make good Korean written merch for a long time, and I learned that I can do that with print-on-demand service. So if I upload my Korean design, t-shirt makers in US or Europe print the t-shirts and send them to customers. So shipping fee is very cheap. Throughout the next week, I will launch multiple Korean written merch on my website, thelegitkorean.com. There will be Black Friday discount event as well. Please look forward to it. Spread the word. Visit thelegitkorean.com. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, culture, trends, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. I don't know much about Thanksgiving, but I know that it's coming. Google says that November 26th, Thursday, is Thanksgiving. Although it won't be the same Thanksgiving as you had in the past because of the pandemic. But it's the holiday season, and so today I want to talk about family holidays in my country. So in Korea, there are two family holidays, which are Chuseok and Seolnal. Chuseok and Seolnal, they all are based on the lunar year calendar, so the date changes every year. But you don't have to be confused if you are a K-pop fan. Because every time Chuseok and Seolnal come around, you can watch this holiday special television program called Idol Star Athletics Championships, in which idols participate in various sports events. So many Korean K-pop fans say that it feels like a holiday whenever Idol Star Athletics Championships air on television. So first, I want to talk about Chuseok. Chuseok is the biggest holiday in South Korea, and it's in the fall, and it's usually around September and October, and this year, it was the last week of September, and Chuseok usually lasts around 3 to 4 days. When it's Chuseok, highways are packed with cars and trains are full of people who are going to see their families. So where do we go to see our family? Actually, it depends on the family. For example, if my grandparents are alive, I go to see my grandparents with my family. But if I don't have grandparents, I go to my grandparents' oldest son's house, because that's where all the relatives gather. And this is why South Koreans have to travel a long distance whenever it's holidays. If Korean holidays were just about meeting my family, like my parents or my sisters or brothers, we wouldn't have to go that far. But a Korean holiday is about meeting grandparents or relatives. So we usually have to travel a long distance to spend a holiday. So this is why highways or trains are full of people. And because we meet grandparents or relatives that we are not that close to during the holiday, it creates some awkward and uncomfortable situations. Actually, many young Koreans say that they really don't want to spend their holiday with relatives because relatives ask them uncomfortable questions like, When are you going to get married? Or how are things going with your job hunting? So many young Koreans who haven't found a job yet or who haven't married yet choose not to go to a grandparents' house. Instead, they stay at home watching Netflix or they go travel overseas. And there are another class of people who really hates family holidays like Chuseok and Seolnal, and they are daughter-in-laws. Daughter-in-law is 며느리 in Korean. And for Korean 며느리s, family holidays are nightmares. South Korea is a patriarchal society, and patriarchy means a social system in which men hold primary power and predominate in roles of political leadership, moral authority, social privilege, and control of property, according to Wikipedia. So because South Korea is a patriarchal society, it means during the holiday, Korean men don't go to kitchen. While they watch television and eat food, daughter-in-laws have to stay in the kitchen all day long making food, washing dishes, or cleaning. And this is one of the reasons why South Korean young women don't want to get married, because they don't want to be a daughter-in-law who have to stay in the kitchen for all day long during the holiday. And second and the last, I want to talk about Seolnal, another biggest holiday in Korea. While Chuseok is in the fall, Seolnal is in the winter. And Seolnal's another name is Lunar New Year. So Seolnal is the first day of the year based on lunar year calendar. And it's usually around January and February. And for Seolnal, we have this special tradition called 세뱃돈. 세뱃돈 is money we take from an older family member in return for New Year's vow. So during Seolnal, we go to grandparents' house and we meet older relatives. And younger family members, mostly under mid-20s, and they do this deep former bow to an older family member, including grandparents. And after bowing, they get money from older family members. It's usually around $10 to sometimes even $1,000 when it's special occasion like going to a college. And I remember I got $1,000 of 세뱃돈 from my grandparents when I entered the college. And this is a main source of income for teenagers. Because you can get multiple 세뱃돈 from multiple family members like aunt, uncle, another aunt, another uncle. So if you combine all the money, you know, all the 세뱃돈, it could be a lot. So many Korean teenagers take this chance to buy a new iPhone or a new iPad. So I guess Seolnal is the best holiday for teenagers. Okay, this is pretty much everything about Korean family holidays. And I'm sorry if I sound too calm for this segment. It's because as I'm recording this segment, the weather is pretty crazy. It rained like hell and then it suddenly stopped. And then there's a thunder. And I'm a person who get really easily influenced by the weather. So sorry if I sounded boring. Now is the time you can't be bored. Be prepared to move your mouth muscles. Let's speak some legit Korean. It's time to speak some legit Korean. But before we do that, let's review what we learned last week. So last week, we learned how to say, can you give me a cash discount? Which is 현금 할인 되나요? And please give me a discount, ma'am. Which is 이모님, 조금만 깎아주세요. And like always, I give you a speaking assignment, which is to record your voice speaking the sentences you learn on the episode and send it to me on Instagram. This week, I got 4 messages. Yeah, I'm so happy. Thank you so much for sending me your beautiful Korean voices. Now you're gonna listen to them. First is from Daisy.
방금 할인 되네요. 이모님, 조금만 가져주세요.
She did a great job. I mean, I want to give Daisy more feedback, but all I can say is just she did perfect, because that's what it is. And next is from Liana.
안녕. Okay. 현금 할인 되나요? 이모님, 조금만 가져주세요. Bye.
So this is the first time Liana turned in her speaking assignment, and I especially love her shy laughter sound. It reminds me how shy I was at speaking English when my English was worse than this. At that time, I was so shy and that I did some horrible things, you know, terrible things. Maybe I could talk about it later. And even though it's her first, she did a great job. Okay, next is from Sabrina.
현금 할인 됐나요? 이모님, 조금만 깎아주세요.
I think every Korean 이모님 will and should give Sabrina a discount. Her pronunciation is crystal clear and she did a great job. And last is from Kaleo.
안녕. Hi Ari. Here's my pronunciation for the week. 현금 할인 되나요? 이모님, 조금만 깎아주세요.
Now I'm really confused. You know, I'm not sure if my listeners are really great at speaking Korean or if I'm teaching them very well. The former must be right. So, Kaleo, you did great as well. And brave Korean learners, if you want your voice to be on the next week's episode, send your message to me on Instagram by next Tuesday. My Instagram handle is legitkari. Now, let's speak some legit Korean. Since Thanksgiving is coming, I prepared some greeting sentences you can use to your families or relatives. Even if you don't meet them in person because of the pandemic, you will still call them or Zoom them or FaceTime them. So you can definitely use these sentences. And if you do that, I mean, if you greet them in Korean, of course, they're gonna be dumbfounded at first, but later they're gonna be like, wow, you're making the most of this pandemic. I'm so proud of you. So this is a chance you can be a proud family member. So listen to the sentences first. Here we go.
오랜만이에요. 보고 싶었어요. 잘 지내셨어요?
So you listen to 3 sentences and they mean long time no see, I missed you, and how have you been? Now you know the meaning of the sentences, you're gonna listen to them one more time.
오랜만이에요. 보고 싶었어요. 잘 지내셨어요?
Let's dive into the first sentence. So the first sentence is 오랜만이에요, meaning long time no see or it's been a while. So this is the sentence you can use to your family member or relative who you haven't seen for a while. Now I'm gonna pronounce it by syllables so that you can make sure how each word sounds. Let's go.
오랜 만, 이, 에, 요.
Now repeat after me three times, slowly. Let's go. 오랜만이에요. 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 So if you make it faster, it's 오랜만이에요. Now let's move on to the second sentence. It's 보고 싶었어요, meaning I missed you. So this is the past tense sentence. But do you know the present tense of this sentence? I mean, do you know what is I miss you in Korean? So I miss you is 보고 싶어요. And I missed you is 보고 싶었어요. It's easy, right? Present, 보고 싶어요. Past, 보고 싶었어요. By the way, if you want to practice past tense Korean, please check out the latest A Cup of Korean. You can learn past tense Korean with examples and you can practice them with quizzes. If you are interested, visit thelegitkorean.com. Now listen and repeat after me three times, slowly. Let's go. 보고 싶었어요. 보고 싶었어요. 보고 싶었어요. Now let's move on to the last sentence. It's 잘 지내셨어요? Meaning, how have you been? Although I said it's how have you been, but more precisely, it's have you been doing well? Since 잘 means well, and I believe it's the most commonly used sentence when we meet someone we haven't seen for a while. It's possible we skip 오랜만이에요 or 보고 싶었어요, but it feels like we never skip this sentence. And 잘 지내셨어요 is in former conversational tone. So you can use this to an older relative, older family member. But if you want to say this to a younger relative or younger family member, just say 잘 지냈어? So to older people, say 잘 지내셨어요? And to younger and same-aged people, say 잘 지냈어? Now it's time to repeat after me three times, slowly. Let's go. 잘 지내셨어요? 잘 지내셨어요? 잘 지내셨어요? Today you learned how to say long time no see, 오랜만이에요, I missed you, 보고 싶었어요, and how have you been? 잘 지내셨어요? Now there's only one last step to finish this week's episode. You're gonna listen to the whole sentences all together and repeat after me three times. It's gonna be a little faster. Imagine that you now FaceTime your family member and you are about to greet them in Korean. Are you ready? Let's start. 오랜만이에요. 보고 싶었어요. 잘 지내셨어요? 오랜만이에요. 보고 싶었어요. 잘 지내셨어요?
오랜만이에요. 보고 싶었어요. 잘 지내셨어요?
브레이브 코리안 러너스, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. Have a great, great Thanksgiving. Or just have a great week if you don't have Thanksgiving. And about this week's speaking assignment, next week we are taking a break, so you can send your voice message to me by December 1st. See you on December 4th. In the meantime, visit thelegitkorean.com, please. And 안녕! Thank you.